A taxpayer-financed souvenir of our tough-on-crime history is back in the news.
Let's take a trip back in time to revisit a prison in northern Michigan. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. And Rick, it feels like we have seen this movie before.
And it stars a Baldwin.
It does, but not the Alec or Daniel or any of those brothers.
Other brothers. We are talking about a town and a prison.
A private prison. The North Lake Correctional Facility in Baldwin. That's in northern Michigan.
This facility has been a conundrum for taxpayers since it was opened in 1999 amid more than a little controversy.
Mm-hmm. It was part of then-Governor John Engler's juvenile justice reforms.
During that tough-on-crime era of the 1990s.
When even Democrats like President Clinton were all about lock them up and throw away the key, the legacy now of which Hillary Clinton is dealing with today.
So in the late 1990s, Republican Governor John Engler proposed a juvenile justice overhaul. But on top of adult time for adult crime policies, Engler also tossed in another conservative experiment.
Prison privatization.
A prison to house juvenile offenders would be contracted out to a private company, the Wackenhut Corporation. And the Baldwin facility has been a political football ever since.
Right. The prison was shut down by Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm because of cost overruns. There were too many reoffenders.
Now, this new fight, it's not about privatization. No. In this case, the owners would actually like the state to take the place back over.
Mm-hmm, 'cause the prison is currently housing out-of-state inmates.
From Vermont.
Mm-hmm. So the legislature last year adopted a law signed by Governor Snyder to let the GEO Group use the prison to house high-security inmates from other states.
But the Baldwin prison still has a lot of empty cells.
And it is looking for customers.
Enter a state Senate budget subcommittee led by Republicans who adopted a budget that calls for closing two prisons, but then leasing the Baldwin prison back from the company that owns it.
Which even led Governor Snyder to go, really?
You have a question, if you're closing prisons, why would you lease a prison?
And let's not forget the spanking the Snyder administration has endured over the disaster that came with privatizing food services.
Right, but once that prison was opened up north,
it became a constituency.
Yeah, the owners, the people who work there or might work there.
For Republicans, privatization advocates, up north politicians hungry to bring home some jobs.
Once built, once opened.
In some way, shape, or form, it couldn't be closed. Not without a fight.
I'm not going away. I'm not going.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.